Middle East and Africa. Iraq's former insurgents. Bad blood again. The government must act quickly to keep former rebels on its side.
Some of the heaviest fighting in Baghdad since 2007 erupted on March 28th after former Sunni insurgents, who were supposed to have come on side, clashed with Iraqi soldiers who had arrested one of their leaders. Unless the Shia-dominated government resolves the problem sensitively and fast, it could push Iraq back towards sectarian mayhem and prevent the emergence of a stable political system. 2 years ago, the Americans helped Sunni tribal leaders, especially in Anbar province to the west of Baghdad, but also in other more mixed provinces, to create awakening councils which set up paramilitary forces known as the Sons of Iraq. Tens of thousands of mainly Sunni militants joined these outfits, turning against Al-Qaeda and other extreme Sunni groups in return for a monthly salary. Their gunmen now man checkpoints in districts that used to be highly dangerous for American or Iraqi regular forces, such as Fadil in northern Baghdad or Ghazalia in the west. Diyala, a mixed Sunni-Shia province northeast of Baghdad, is also prime territory for the guards, whom the Americans see as a key to reversing the sectarian conflict that raged from 2005 until 18 months ago. But Iraq's government is wary of the Sawa, as the awakening is known in Arabic, and suspects that many of the Sons of Iraq carried out killings in the past against families just because they were Shia. Such suspicions are reciprocated by Sunnis towards Shia militiamen, many of whom have been enrolled in the army and police. The Iraqi authorities were supposed to start paying the Sons of Iraq at the end of last year. From this month, the Americans will no longer subsidize such payments. About a fifth of the Sons, who number around 100,000, were to be folded into the regular police or army, while the rest were to be helped into jobs in the public sector. But it is happening too slowly, if at all. Many Sunnis were especially enraged by a recent government decision to issue arrest warrants for several hundred Sawa people accused of terrorist acts in the past. This flouts the spirit of conciliation. Many young Sunnis say a witch hunt has begun. Some Sunni guards have not been paid for 3 months, stirring resentment and a sense of discrimination. Parliament has not helped by refusing to pass a budget to earmark millions of dollars for the awakening councils. In addition, a shortage of cash at the Interior Ministry means there is less money to hire recruits, thereby stalling the absorption of former fighters into the police. As the Americans begin to withdraw, one-time Sunni insurgents are starting to wonder if they will be left high and dry. Some are asking if they were right to turn away from Al-Qaeda in the first place. So far, Anbar, once the heart of the Sunni insurgency, has proved an exception to the rule. There, the Sons of Iraq have been embraced by the local authorities as heroes for stemming the violence. A number of ex-fighters even ran for office in provincial elections in January, winning seats on the council alongside the established parties. But in other mainly Sunni provinces, the mood is febrile. The government needs to accommodate the former insurgents before they go back to their old ways.